Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
We got that that great website, ladies and gentlemen, craigjamesfinancial.com. Great info, but also necessary to pre-register on that site to get involved in all the great webinars and events that come our way. We got one next week, and we've got two in the books from last week. Fantastic stuff. craigjamesfinancial.com. Dow yesterday lost 50 points, 33,042, 33,042 starting point. Futures down slightly less than 50 right now. Lots of stuff happening, a debt ceiling, of course, at center stage. Last night, a big evening, we were cleared a very key hurdle. The House Rules Committee voted to advance it to the floor. It's a win for the Speaker, by the way. All in all, the vote to the House today on that important topic as we welcome in Mr. Craig Ferentino from the great Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville on Broad Hollow Road. Sir, welcome. How are you?
Good morning, Jay. Yeah, we knew that the deal was coming through and it was going to happen. It happens probably on a shortened Wall Street week of Monday, Tuesday to Friday is this week. So that's how it's going to go. But yes, the market's a little changed after the new debt ceiling deal. And you saw a sigh of relief. You heard some extremely positive things being said about House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on shows like MSNBC, etc. They're kind of gleeful. So when everybody's happy like that, it makes everybody very scared. But there you go. Gold is moving higher and oil lower. Interest rates were down with the 10-year Treasury yield back up to 3.7%. We had seen it in the 3.6s. We're still seeing 30-year mortgages in the high 6s. I've seen as high as 7.25. That's going to hurt a lot of consumers trying to buy a house. The technology sector really has been the decisive leader to kick off the holiday shortened week here. And we're seeing things like NVIDIA, which now is added to the $1 trillion market cap club. NVIDIA, NVDA is the symbol. NVIDIA is known for some great chips, including chips that use AI. The AI trade has been very big. Clients are calling, I hope it's not a bubble, but clients are calling. When clients call, it makes you nervous. In terms of the equity markets, we're so far, the S&P for the year is up 10%, and most of the growth stocks have been driving that. Value-style investments, those are your dividend-paying stocks, are roughly flat on the year. And the outlook for a slowing economy has really caused some of those stocks that pay dividends are cyclical. Railroads come to mind or things like that. So that is really more weighing on the cyclical components, which isn't so good. So investors need to stay put. If they're staying put, the growth stocks, I'm sure everybody owns the Apple, Microsofts, and gang of stocks like that, such as Amazon. Netflix, by the way, had a show, speaking of one of the Facebook, Apple, Netflix, Google, called Queen Cleopatra. And it has a Rotten Tomatoes score of 2%. There's a website, Rotten Tomatoes. It probably has the crown to the lowest possible rating from the audience in TV history. So I hope that doesn't affect the stocks. I'll tell you what does affect a very good, let me give you some numbers, Jay. Let me just pull this up real quick. Let me give you some numbers. This is very interesting. The stock at its high, which wasn't that long ago, was $184, currently trading at $133. And in a very short period of time, the average volume is about 3.5 million shares a day. The volume has been almost $11 million a day. And that stock is Target, or a Target. I don't know how they do that, but it's really come down quite a bit. I guess they've done some things that were not consumer friendly or not overall consumer friendly, sort of like a Bud Light situation. We're starting to see, I think there's a group of people that are just kind of keeping an eye on the news. And when they see something like this, they start, you know, you can make money by selling the stock, and that's called shorting. And there's a group of investors that are just looking for some of these companies to make some of these crazy things, and they start shorting the stock. Had you shorted the stock, you would have been up, I don't know, 30, 40, 50% in just a few months. But the longs, the people that own the stock and hold it, are certainly getting crushed from the high just a month or so ago. We saw that again. A new one that came up was Lululemon. I saw that on someone's list, and Lululemon, I guess somebody, there, a bunch of people were stealing from a store in Georgia, and the employees called the police. And this is just a small little regional thing, but somehow hits the news and it becomes viral. And they fired the employees for calling the police on the robbers who were stealing $7,000 in goods. So I think, and they said when they fired the employees, I guess they went public. And so next thing you know, Lululemon, again, was high. It was only a week old story, but it was $389, currently trading at $336. So it lost $50. That's a good amount of movement in a short period of time. So there's this whole movement here. We got to keep an eye on that. You may be holding a stock that does something, and for no particular reason, if the fundamentals are good, the charts look good, you're doing everything right, and just something happens with the company internally. We know that happened to Disney, of course. Disney was trading at 180, at least where Disney is today. And so it's just another list. You know, you're trying to do right, getting high-quality companies. Disney is now $87.82, and down from, I don't know, like $168. So just to give you an idea of how this happens, Jay. And so that's where we are. We have these bombs that go off. You're investing, you're trying to do the right thing. And occasionally, I don't know, some companies, hopefully you're not holding it the whole way down. And you say, okay, let me move on here. But so I think with the Target and the Lululemons, and there may be a couple more out there, and there's a whole group of people that just watch this thing. And I have to keep an eye on it, because I don't want any of our client stocks on there. If you have any questions, if you're holding one of these stocks, you need to call office, Craig James Financial. Just go to our website, craigjamesfinancial.com, and you can send us an email from there. Just says, contact us, and you get a hold of me. It'd be no big deal. I'll take a look at it. But that's where we are today, Jay.
The Bud Light sales are down nearly, I think it's 30% after that Dylan Mulvaney disaster. Folks, that beer is getting crushed. The backlash only seems to intensify with every day. You know, you talk about Target. You know, they kind of directly learned the same lessons, you know, with its Pride apparel, removed a lot of the clothes I was reading, made associated displays a little less prominent. So I think other prominent companies are starting to get the message here. So,
but I think it's interesting, Jay, on that. Can I just interject? Yeah. Just another thing I thought was, you know, that the Bud Light, I'd say the majority of the drinkers of Bud Light are probably male. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah.
And so the males revolted, you know, the males kind of revolted. That's what their marketing tells us anyway. On the other hand, the Target is I think it's like a 70-75% female-driven store. And a lot of the women are go to Target. It's not a lot of men going to Target. The majority is women that go to Target. And so when you shoot that audience out, that's very serious right there.
Question. No question about it. Interesting topic, so, for conversation. Without question, Mr. Craig Ferrantino, ladies and gentlemen, from the great Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville on Broadhollow Road. Go to that website, craigjamesfinancial.com. Great info. Pre-registering on the site essential to take part in all the great webinars and events that come our way. We'll see what today brings as far as that vote on the House floor, sir. And then we will discuss tomorrow. Always look forward to having you on.
Thank you very much, Jay. We appreciate it. Have a great day. And we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.